This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Haight-Ashbury neighborhood in San Francisco has a legacy that includes The Summer of Love, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, and psychedelic substances. That past still draws a certain crowd, people on the fringes, sometimes cool people, sometimes people selling drugs. The city's tried for decades to, quote-unquote, clean up the area. Now it's putting pressure on one specific business, the local McDonald's. Sam Harnett reports.
So here's the deal. This McDonald's is right by Golden Gate Park. Drifters come here to play music, panhandle, and smoke pot. This is where people go to sell psychedelics and marijuana, even to me.
Good nuggets, good bud, top of the line.
The city says the situation is out of hand, that serial drug dealers are doing business on McDonald's property. It sent a letter to McDonald's saying stop that or risk a lawsuit. Megan Caesar Eastman is an attorney with the city.
All we're asking them to do is to take reasonable steps to change some of their operating procedures to make their property less attractive for that illegal activity to occur.
Maybe add security or a fence. Now, lawsuits like this aren't unprecedented. But local attorney John Kithis says the city'd have a tough case. It'd have to prove McDonald's is a substantial part of the problem, which, remember, has been happening here for decades.
The bottom line is it's society's problem, and they're kind of dumping it on McDonald's here, potentially.
It's no surprise drifters and drug dealers congregate at this McDonald's. The rest of the neighborhood's pretty gentrified. Exhibit A, the Whole Foods across the street. Just ask Mikhaeus Lenhair. He's homeless.
The gentrification of San Francisco has become completely ridiculous.
Lenhair says McDonald's is one of the last places to use the bathroom and get a cheap meal.
Those jalapeno McDoubles are freaking pretty good.
Some local businesses support pressure on McDonald's. Jerry Johnson sells hippie trinkets. But he says these modern drifters, they hurt his business. He wants security at McDonald's. At the same time, he says it won't solve the real issues, poverty and homelessness.
They move them from one point to another, and then they get up and they move to another. So we're just shifting the problem around. We're not solving anything, you know?
The city's letter has already had an effect. McDonald's has hired some private security. That may stop some of the drug sales, but it probably won't keep away those hoping to catch a puff of the Haight's hippie past. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.